On the Marquette University Golden Eagles Sports Network from Learfield.
Quick three. Good. Oh, he's feeling it. He's feeling it.
This is Wintrust coverage of Marquette basketball. Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank, the official bank of Marquette. Also brought to you by Baird. Discover the Baird difference. Buffalo Wild Wings, the official sports bar of March Madness. Coors Light, choose chill. Proud partner of Marquette Athletics. Celebrate responsibly. Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig. Right Height, where we're always looking ahead. Third Space Brewing, the home of Marquette Golden Ale. Your Third Space. Qdoba, a break from the ordinary. Motor Bar and Restaurant at the Harley-Davidson Museum. Experience a Milwaukee icon. Pepsi Zero Sugar, the official soft drink of Marquette University. Game Day deserves Pepsi. CareSource, individual and family health insurance. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. And by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, the Midwest's best casino.
Oh, baby, that was good. And a foul.
The tip is moments away. Now, here is Homer, along with Hall of Famer Tony Smith.
Marquette at Creighton. It is a great place to play. It's a tough road trip, and everything has been tough so far this season for Marquette. Want to add anything to that, Tony?
Nope, that pretty much sums it up. Getting us ready for the tip. What else you got?
The starting lineups are all brought
That's
to you
important.
By Gruber Law Offices. Gruber Law Offices is a proud partner of Marquette Athletics. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. As I talked with Neil Barry, I remember 29-20 leading at home against Georgetown thinking, I like this. Mm-hmm. And then it didn't continue, and that's been the story.
Consistency has been the story for this team. They've been inconsistent on both ends, too, and that's where the problem really comes in. At least if you're consistent on one end or another, you probably run into fewer problems.
Right.
You probably would have maybe been on the winning side a couple more of these games. But, alas, it's been both sides of the ball inconsistent. And sometimes they've just been at the wrong times, right? The wrong end fails you at the wrong time, and it costs you a ball game.
It's time for things to kind of work, and you get some breaks. You have that game that you remember.
Correct, because you can have some inconsistencies. You can have some things break down either offensively or defensively and it not hurt you every single time, right?
Yeah.
It seems like it's hurt Marquette every single time.
Excellent
so far.
Point. Zay Lowry, personal reasons, did not make the trip, so he's not available. Nigel James, the shot blocker. Not 72 inches. Nigel James,
did
shot
blocker.
Did he
get blocker. Two last game?
Chase Ross, he got one goaltending and one end block.
Well, goaltending doesn't count, but did he get two blocks last
I think
game?
He just had one, okay. Though the two events. Adrian Stevens, Royce Parham, and Caden Hamilton. Those are the five. And on the other hand, for Creighton, and nobody can figure them out. They're only 6-5, but their Big East game on the road, they beat Xavier by 41, 98-57. And I know you don't compare scores, but that's impressive on the road. Jason Green, a 6'8 junior. Austin Schwartz, 6'4 sophomore from Miami, Florida. He did nothing in the first seven games, 8 points. He's got 16.5 per game in the last four. Josh Dix, a 6'6 senior. He played 3 years at Iowa. They changed coaches. He's now at Creighton. Ty Davis, 6'4 sophomore. He's actually played only at Creighton. And Isaac Trout, a 6'10 junior. He's played at Virginia. Owen Freeman, another star player from Iowa. He is not starting anymore. He comes off the bench 2 years ago. He was the Big Ten Freshman of the Year. So Trout, Davis, Dix, Schwartz, and Green. And another guy off the bench, Blake Harper, had started earlier in the year. He came from Howard. Everybody comes from somewhere. Not everybody, most of them. They're missing Jackson McAndrew. He was their leading returning player, but he really wasn't scoring that much. It's not like they're missing 20 points, but he would certainly be playing at 6-5, and again, they were 5-5, opening the Big East play at Xavier. The assumption was they'll probably lose. They won 98-57.
Yeah, and this...
That's what Marquette needs tonight, 98-57.
All right. I mean, it's early, especially in the Big East schedule. That's how the Big East, I believe, is going to be. this year. You know, you're going to get a lot of those games that can go either way. Might be expecting one thing and see another. So whatever you're seeing and whatever's going on, just know that you don't really know what's going on. Anything can happen.
Well, I know this. They didn't think, whatever they thought of Creighton, if they were going to win at Xavier, they didn't think they were going to win by 41 points. Marquette enters 5-7, 0-1 in Big East play. Of course, the loss to Creighton. The 29-20 lead. Maybe I'm the only one who remembers that, but
I believe so. Everyone's moved on from that game.
Yeah, but
we got a new game here, Homer.
That's the best I got in the last few games.
Keep up. Let's go.
Do it for a little bit longer.
Okay.
Marquette at Creighton. Creighton 6-5, I said, 1-0 in Big East play. And Marquette 5-7, 0-1 in Big East play, having lost three in a row. That's the last time I'll mention that. There's no benefit to saying that.
None?
Nope.
All right.
Hamilton will jump center against Jason Green. He is one of those rare players who has spent his entire time where he's playing at now. Hamilton against Green, and the opening tap, it was tapped three or four times, and now finally comes to Marquette. And we are courtside, so can I ask Shaka to stay down? James all the way to the basket on Trout, took him to the hoop but missed it, and then the rebound comes to Trout. How'd he do that? Looked pretty good, just didn't go in.
He lost a handle of it a little bit on the contact.
Davis 40 feet away to Trout, still outside the arc. Back to Davis 45 feet away, a half minute in. No score. Davis still outside the arc. Trout, everything 40 feet away. Marquette giving him nothing in man-to-man. Now to Green, top of the circle. They got six to shoot. Green moving in on Hamilton. 4, 5, 6 dribbles. He's at the free throw line. They're not going to get a shot off. Shot clock violation. And there was nothing in the entire 30 seconds, Tony.
No, it was great defense. I mean, Creighton looked kind of shocked, like, what's going on? Why are we not getting open? But
they're not supposed to be this good. We've seen so many teams go on a zone against Marquette, but not Creighton to start with. Marquette stays outside the arc with Hamilton to the left corner. Parham, he'll drive, he'll turn, he'll shoot inside.
Oh,
missed
that's a good look, too.
And he had a great advantage on Josh Dix, much bigger and stronger. The miss goes out of bounds. It'll be Creighton basketball. Still no score over a minute in.
And the question I always ask, Shaka, are you getting the shots you want? I could hear him say, we got the shot we wanted.
Inside both possessions.
Yeah, you got Parham on a small.
Dix pressured in the backcourt. Will they get it across the stripe? Barely. And now Schwartz in the lane, 12 feet away. We're going to get a foul on Caden Hamilton. Unfortunately, that's been the story this year. When you're not sure who the foul's on, it's probably on Caden Hamilton. And
yeah,
Schwartz is a tough matchup.
He gets in decent position, though, but then he sometimes thinks he's a guard and he reaches. Big's got to play up high and defend up high.
Dix will inbound. They get it to Green at the free throw line against Hamilton. Back to Dix. He's trying to drive. Fadeaway 10-footer. No
shot.
Good. What?
That's a good contest. That's a tough shot.
Made
it fade away over Hamilton, yeah.
Rebound comes to Marquette. No score. We're a minute and a half in. Stevens, top of the circle, driving on to Green. To the basket. Missed it, but the follow is good by Hamilton. Tony, everything so far has been inside.
Yeah, and that's a good way to go. Sometimes you got to force your way.
And we're going to get a foul. Offensive foul, they call it, against Ty Davis as he was trying to push James out of the way.
A little hook there.
I think it was a big hook. To get it called, you need a big hook.
Well, he's saying he pulled his arm down as he went around.
What do you do when somebody hooks you? What do you well, George Thompson, I mean, used to always say you just swat it away.
Can't do anything, but okay. I mean, it's what it is.
Marquette up 2-0. We're 2 minutes in. Up top, Hamilton outside the arc. They stay on the perimeter. Chase Ross, now he's driving to the basket. Kicks in the corner. Wide open three. Missed by James. Rebound tapped out. Marquette has it 40 feet away in Hamilton.
Ross has got to try to finish that.
Yep. James on a drive. Kicks and throws a bad pass. Got caught up in the air. Comes the other way. Dix, top of the circle. Off on the wing. Davis back outside. Schwartz will try a three. No good. Nice rebound, Marquette and Royce Parham.
Yeah, that's why I mean, there's two inside shots that they've passed up. sometimes you got to take those.
Chase Ross driving in from the left, baseline 12 feet away. Now backs it up on the dribble. Marquette up 2-0. We're 2.5 minutes in. Back outside to James. Further out to Hamilton. Won't from shoot from there. Parham, now he's spinning in the lane on Green. Double teamed out to James. Wide open three.
Good. Wide open.
Wide open.
Yeah, defense totally collapsed.
They tried to go inside to Green. Stolen away by Marquette. They tried to go quickly down court. Marquette gets it on the turnover. Marquette up 5-0. Stevens on the wing. Back to James. Now they dump it in Hamilton. It's knocked stolen away.
Yeah, just a tough. The last two passes by both teams are not very good.
Dix in the lane, 12 feet away, looks away from the basket. They give it to Trapp. Marquette pitching the shutout for 3 minutes plus. Dix wide left outside the arc against Hamilton. He'll try a step back three. No good. I mean, rebound. Marquette
tough
inside.
Tough shots there.
Yep.
Again, Dix was right at the free throw line, under the free throw line.
James goes
shoot.
To the basket, throws it back out to Hamilton. On the perimeter now, Chase Ross. He'll attack in the lane, double team, foul on Creighton. And Marquette's going to inbound 3.5 minutes in. Creighton has not scored. 5-0 Marquette.
Yeah, a couple of questionable decisions there by Creighton as far as the shot.
Subs coming in. Ben Gold has come into the game and also in for Marquette. Sean Jones. Marquette goes too deep. Chase Ross still outside the arc, top of the circle. Parham even further out to Stevens. Has Creighton switched into his zone? I believe they have.
Oh, wide open.
Chase Ross, he launches and hammers. 16-10 left first half. It's now 7-0 Marquette. The backcourt pressure. Trout struggles.
Turnover.
Will they get it across? Barely in the 9 count. Yep. Davis 40 feet away. Davis has it 15 feet away. Knocked away. Stolen by Marquette.
Here comes
Sean Jones the other way. 3-on-2. Sean Jones in the corner. Get it to Stevens. Can't get the shot off. Back to Ben Gold. Up top. Swing
good
it
transition
around.
Transition defense by Creighton there. Yep.
Marquette up 7-0. They try to go inside. Marquette turns it away. Intended for Parham. Stolen away. Dix is then now fouled by Marquette and Stevens. We're going to get a timeout. The shutout continues and they're seated and quiet. At Creighton is Marquette on the road, leading Creighton 7-0. Timeout 15:41 left first half. Marquette basketball from Learfield. 4 minutes and 19 seconds of shutout basketball by Marquette. At Creighton leading 7-0. Homer along with Hall of Famer Tony Smith. This Marquette basketball from Wintrust. From the showroom to the hardwood, Bergstrom Automotive, proud to support Marquette University and the Wisconsin communities. Marquette fans, Papa John's, proud to support Marquette Athletics. Use promo code MU40 to receive 40% off your regular price menu order. Order online at PapaJohns.com. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. And fans, this season Marquette three-pointers mean much more than points on the scoreboard. For each three-pointer made by the men's and women's teams, Milwaukee-based Right Height will donate $10 to All in Milwaukee all season long. Hard to find anything wrong when the other team hasn't scored in the first almost 5 minutes.
Yeah, but, you know, you can still find something. Marquette had a couple of times. They had a couple of shots inside that they chose not to take, kicked out. One resulted in a turnover. The other one you didn't get a good-ass shot as you would have, but especially a guy like Chase Ross. I mean, he's a high flyer. When he gets in the paint, man.
And they don't really have, everybody knows Ryan Kochbrenner, who was here for 25 years. They don't have such a player. Trout's more of an outside guy.
He gets around the painted area. Man, I like his chances to get a good shot off.
Into the ball game, Nick Graves. He came from Charlotte for 3 years there. Graves has it 40 feet away. Sean Jones bothering him. Graves needs the high screen by Green. Graves gives it across outside. Driving to the basket. Laying it up is Schwartz.
There.
The floater is good from the baseline. They finally score.
I was going to say, Marquette, keep building on us momentum. Keep them scoreless, but that's going to help Creighton there. Mentally, it's going to help them.
Yep. And Marquette just turned it over. Pretty much an unforced turnover.
Very much so.
Back to Creighton. Marquette up 7-2. About 5 minutes
Parham
in.
Parham just kind of swept through and lost the ball. No real pressure to speak of.
So Gravis is in for Davis. His stay was short. Graves has played a lot as well. He has it 40 feet away on the standing dribble. They're down 16 to shoot. Now he starts to attack. Graves outside the arc right side. Ball knocked away. Great defense by Sean Jones. Still outside the arc, Dix. Back to Green. He won't shoot there. They're five to shoot. Again, nothing so far for Creighton. And then Graves throws up a wild shot. The ball goes out of bounds. And goes out of bounds. And fortunately, Marquette did not have possession. Sean Jones knocked it out. And Creighton will have one on the shot clock shooting from right in front of us. The only person who could score from here is Tony Smith.
Yeah, right.
If they gave it to you, they're right in front of us. They gave it to you. You could put it in
here. I could get it in. Yeah.
Yes.
I can knock one down here.
All right, Schwartz will inbound. One on the shot clock. It's got to be almost a catch and shoot. Schwartz right in front of us. Foul line extended. His pass deflected and out of bounds. It'll be Marquette ball. And coming into the game was Josh Clark. Oh, man, that is terrible. It was kicked off the kick ball on Clark. That's the most unlucky play in the history of basketball. Anywhere but a kick. The ball was just touched by him. I want to see that again. So Creighton now gets it with 20. Graves has it 40 feet away. Sean Jones has bothered him big time so far. Graves continues to dribble. Back outside to Schwartz. Schwartz circles beyond the three-point line. And now they dump it inside to Green. Green spinning, turning on Clark to the basket.
Dribbles.
Great defense by Clark. The shot missed. Altered by Clark. Marquette comes the other way.
Yeah, but he got Chase a good Ross. Shot off. Oh, okay. Man, did he get a good one off.
Inside, Demarius Owens spins on Trout. Turns, shoots,
Owens
scores.
Stays hot.
Bullied him. A spin bully.
Anybody. These college players, you can't give them three or four dribbles in the paint.
Marquette up 9-2. We're 6 minutes in. A great start. Marquette handled that unfortunate extra 20 seconds. Dix driving in the lane. Dix has it baseline. Six-footer. Good. Kind of used Green for a little screen to get open.
He did. Well, Demarius Owens fell down.
Marquette up 9-4. 6 minutes in. Norman will come in at the next break. We know these things because we're courtside. Chase Ross driving on Schwartz, 12 feet away. Turns, shoots, floater, no good. Rebound comes long.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a decent shot there.
Yep.
His left hand, little jump hook.
Trout.
Wow.
Logo
deep.
Three, no good. Great rebound by Clark from Marquette. Getting some time, Josh Clark. Chase Ross, open transition three, missed it wide left. Clark with a rebound. He's fouled, and he's going to go to the line and shoot two. Great offensive rebound. Yes, and now we'll find out.
He starts up there, so.
Yes, his first four free throws were horrible. His last two were beauty rainbow free throws. Let's see what we get now from Josh Clark.
How do you remember this stuff?
What?
How do you remember his free throws?
Because I've never seen anybody improve so much.
I don't know how you remember people's free throws.
No, I don't. He's the only one other than Steve Novak who never missed, but. I was surprised when it hit the rim. All right, Josh Clark. We'll get a rainbow floater here. There it is. Around and out. Wasn't straight on, but he has a new approach. Sean Jones comes out. Nigel James is in. Hamilton. So the rotation, Norman's coming in. Rotation's been about 8 for Marquette. Again, Marquette up 9-4, 13-21 left first half. Marquette shut him out.
The higher the arc,
5 minutes,
the bigger the rim becomes.
That's the theory. They have that practice thing where you have to shoot at a certain eye.
Yeah.
Second one was pure. Pretty good effort by Clark. Got a couple of rebounds. Marquette on the second free throw up 10-4. Pressure in the backcourt. Blake Harper has made his first appearance. Dix at the free throw line. Attacking on Hamilton. Fade away, six-footer. Good. He can score. Josh Dix, 3 years at Iowa, and now Marquette's lead is cut to 4.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, though. In the paint, man, you gotta come get somebody in the paint.
James, top of the circle, further out to Norman, 30 feet away. Marquette at Creighton, leading by 4. Norman to the foul line on the dribble. Now short corner, stops the dribble, gives to Hamilton to the foul line. He looks even further out to James. James on a drive to the basket.
There it
banks
is.
It up and in.
There it
sweet.
Is.
And he did it over Owen Freeman, the 6'10 junior who just checked in. They're playing two bigs now with Freeman, and Trout didn't help. In the corner, Trout, open three, good.
That's what he really wants to do right there.
Left him open in the corner. All of a sudden, Creighton's now scoring. Marquette's lead at 3, 12-9. Marquette outside the arc, Hamilton into the corner. Owens further out to James. Marquette leading by 3. We're about 8 minutes in at Creighton. Owens. Working against Dix. He loves that matchup, but can't finish. Further out, James will try a three.
Right on line there.
Nigel James hits the three. Everybody's scoring now. Marquette up 6.
Well, you can't leave him, though.
Dix hits free. Transition three.
Gotta get back. Cannot leave this kid.
That's 2 wide open threes.
He's just sprinting to that wing spot.
Yep.
And waiting.
We had a bump. They called nothing. James and Dix. Marquette keeps it. Marquette up by 3, 15-12. Owens to the basket. Banked it. No good. Tap, Hamilton. No good. Hamilton. Two. Really close. Come up empty. It comes to Creighton the other way. Marquette up three.
It's a good attack, though. Again, get some shots in the paint. You got to like it.
Dix, heat check. Three. Missed it. Rebound comes long, and it goes out of bounds. I think ball. Ben Gold touched it last.
Yep, he did.
But he did prevent a rebound for Trout. We get a timeout. Again, Marquette held Creighton scoreless for five, but in the next five, they put up 12. Marquette still leading 15-12 at Creighton. 11:31 left first half. Timeout. Marquette basketball from Learfield. Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Marquette on the road at Creighton. Trailing, nope, been ahead from the beginning. Led 7-0. Creighton did not score for the first 4.5 minutes. Right now, Marquette with a 15-12 lead by three. 11:31 left first half. All brought to you by Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. From game day parties to office lunches, Qdoba Catering has you covered. Bold flavors, great options. There's something for everyone to enjoy. Setup is simple, so you can focus on the fun. Order today at Qdoba.com. Color Ink is an experimental communications company that creates packaging, visual displays, and retail signage that inspires action. Visit ColorInk.com to book a conversation today. You knew at some point Creighton's going to start making shots, but some of the ones they've been getting, I think of the two threes, Marquette can prevent those shots, or should. Doesn't mean the other shots might not go in. But
yeah, they got to continue to make Creighton score in the half court. Can't give them anything in transition.
Great point. And they've controlled them half court.
They've been really good in the half court. Creighton gets a little bit loose there when you get out in transition.
Dix and Trout both hitting threes, and Nigel James with a three for Marquette. 11:31 left first half. Again, Marquette up three at Creighton.
Yeah, I think it's just early parts of the ball game. Teams are filling each other out. That part is over. Now guys are a little more comfortable about what's going on the floor.
Graves has it 40 feet away. Graves attacks to the foul line. Graves, pull-up 12-footer is good.
That's just too easy. One simple screen at the top of the zone, and he gets in the paint for an easy floater.
James goes by Graves, and they call Graves for the foul. It was almost like a clear-out, and James went by Graves very quickly.
I mean, again, that's just one of those fouls. He's not in scoring area. He's not even looking to score. He's basically dribbling to an area, and you foul him for no reason.
Four fouls on Creighton.
Marquette will take it.
Yep, two on Marquette. Marquette inbounding. Parham 40 feet away. Further out to Chase Ross. He'll get to the free throw line, then back it up on the dribble. Now Marquette. Parham will try a three. Wide right. Yeah. Rim free. Got backboard. Comes to Creighton. Trailer.
Didn't really have his feet in position for that one.
Graves in the corner. Now attacking James. Leaner. Eight-footer is leaning. Good.
That was good D, though. Yes. The hang time by Graves.
Shot. The lefty has given Creighton their biggest and only lead, 16-15. Marquette throws it away. Parham trying to save it. Now we're going to get a jump ball. It was a shaky pass, ends up with a jump. And
Creighton possession.
Marquette down 16-15, 10:42 left first half. Fedor Zuglic, 6'6 junior out of Montenegro, making his first appearance. And Marquette, Stevens, and Jones will come in. Marquette led 7-0, and it is now down 1, 16-15 at Creighton. Norman comes out. Parham comes out. So Sean Jones, James, Ross, Stevens.
They went small with one big.
Yep.
And the two small guys in there. This is a defensive move.
Yep.
We're trying to pick this defense back up here.
Green pressured by Chase Ross. Green in the backcourt double team. Gets it to Graves across the stripe. They try to go inside. And the shot is missed, but the follow is easy and good by Owen Freeman. Zuglic got to the hoop, missed the no-footer, but the rebound was easy by Freeman. Marquette down three.
Yeah, and when Ben Gold goes for the block shot, there's no other big there for the boards.
Ben Gold open three, no good off the pass from Sean Jones. Cleared by Creighton. They'll bring it up. Graves is the trailer. Marquette down three. Heat check three by Graves is good. All of a sudden, he's scoring everything. Timeout, Marquette. Remember when Marquette was up 7-0? He was so sweet. Marquette now down six.
And that in transition as well.
Because
he might have transition.
Nick Graves, what has he scored? He scored the 7 of their last 9 points. I think they've scored 9 in a row. Yep, Marquette was up 15-12, now down 21-15. Again, we talked about the stretches.
Yeah.
Something, the defense, they held Creighton without a point for almost 5 minutes. But not anymore.
Yeah, that's the whole thing there. You can't fail on both ends during the stretches, right? If you're not defending, you got to be at least scoring on the other end. If you're not scoring, you got to be defending well on the other end. So it's these little stretches where you're not scoring, also not defending, where you kind of lose that lead and you allow Creighton to do what they've been doing on this little stretch here. Man. So it's got to be one or the other.
Got to be too big. It's not 9-0. It's 12-0. A 12-0 run.
Right.
Yep.
And that's the only way you get that. You're not scoring.
And they're scoring too.
And you're not defending.
Yeah, Nick Graves, the 6'2 senior, after 3 years at Charlotte, has been the difference. 7 of their last 9. Marquette with the ball down 6.
The big news is you can turn it around. You can have a stretch of your own.
Correct. Up top, Chase Ross now drives. He's 10 feet away. Further out to Hamilton. Nothing seems there now for Marquette. Sean Jones fakes the 3. Now attacks in the lane with the left hand. Blocked easily by Green, and it comes to Creighton. Trailer is Graves. I'm guessing he's looking to hunt. If I'd made 7 of the last 9, I would. Into the corner. Graves still dribbling. What, 12 dribbles, 13 dribbles? Harper, way short. But Freeman got scored, counted in a foul. From our angle, I couldn't see that it was Harper, but it didn't matter. Yeah, that shot wasn't close. Freeman coming off the bench easily with the follow, fouled, counted. And the run is now 14 in a row by Creighton.
And that's because Hamilton was not looking. He was kind of boxing out, almost face guarding, and didn't see the ball. And Freeman knew exactly where it was coming up short. He was watching the whole play.
Man, 3-point. The free throw good, so the 3-point play in Marquette, 15 straight. Now to Hamilton. He'll go to the basket, lay it up and in. Counted in a foul. Sweet pass from Sean Jones. Oh, baby, they needed that.
We saw a lot of that when Kolick was here. The pocket pass is such a dangerous pass. If you can get that pass, it's not easy to make.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't see a lot of it. Great passers like Tyler Kolick, Oso, who's also great, they can make those pocket passes and get guys the ball when they're open. Coming off that screen immediately, the guy's open there for a blink.
Hamilton ended the 15-0 run by Creighton.
That was also a good finish by Hamilton.
Yes. I mean, that's not a guarantee.
No, I mean, there are some Creighton guys that are contesting that layup.
Free throw no good. Comes to Creighton. Now Graves will bring it up. Marquette trying to bother him at midcourt. Graves has to give it on the wing to Davis.
Almost traveled.
Wide open Graves 3. Good.
And you gotta be careful doubling in the half court area. Guys are already in scoring position. And they find him with the ball, you're in trouble.
So he's got 10 points in the last minute or so. Marquette down 10, and Chase Ross had it stolen away. Coming the other way, Graves. Yep,
he's really feeling it right now.
Good again.
He's really feeling it right now.
Down 13. Graves has 13 of their last 15, I think. Chase Ross all the way to the basket. Shoots, misses short.
No foul.
No foul called. Rebound comes to Creighton and Zuglich. And they will bring it up. Marquette down 13.
From Graves, our shooter from anywhere.
Yes, and he is. He just tried to count it, and a foul.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
It's like you're watching Michael Jordan. No, Steph Curry. Oh, we got to check. I don't know that I've seen a run like this since Dominique James scored like the last 18 in a row at Valpo. He had 7 of 9, and now he scored the last 9. So he's got 16 points in the last 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, he's got. That's what I said.
16
I
mean, when, points
when you're
in
feeling
three
like
and
that,
a half minutes.
You just got to throw it up. Anything's going to go in for you.
Yep, 4 threes. This could be a 4-point play. He will score if he makes the free throw their last 10 points. And yeah, 17 of their last 19, I think.
You got to put somebody with size on him. Unfortunately, luckily for us, he's tired right now.
And that's in less than 3 minutes. This is Wilt. No, that's too old. This is, no, who was Clay Thompson when he scored like 40 points in a quarter, makes the free throw. 10 straight points for Creighton, all by Graves. They were on a 15-0 run. Then Hamilton scored for Marquette. So it's a 25-2 run. It's not possible. I've seen it. I'm watching it. It's not possible.
Yeah, you're Tony. Watching it.
Marquette down 34-17, 8-18.
Guy gets that hot, man.
No, they can't score now. They took him out, I think. Sean Jones on a drive against Dix. Back outside. Stevens.
That's when he's got to keep his dribble.
25 feet away. Stevens driving, goes right by Green to the basket. Tries to hammer it. He launched it and was able to draw the foul. Could got the call that Chase Ross didn't get a while back. And two free throws for Marquette with 8:01 left first half.
I love the aggression, though.
Do you think McDermott took Graves out because he thought he was tired?
No, he was tired. He was tired.
Really?
He called for a sub. Yeah, he put his hand up.
You never did that once in your life at Marquette.
No, I didn't. I definitely wouldn't do it when I'm hot.
Yes. 10 points in a row in the game. And 17. I don't want to give. I'm tired of the numbers. Free throw is good. Adrian Stevens makes it for Marquette. Marquette led 7-0, so they've been outscored 34-11.
I mean, it's what you got to do, though. When you see a big guy coming to challenge your shot, you got to try to turn it over on him. Freeman was right there looking at him.
Stevens taking his time. We'll get a second free throw. Marquette down 16. Free throw around and out. Heartbreak. Tapped out, but it comes to Zuglic. He'll bring it up for Creighton. 30 feet away left side. Trailer is Dix. Now on the wing. Trout tries a long three. Missed it. Boing rebound in the corner. And things looking much better. Let's hope that Graves is tired for all the rest of the night.
And you should not get that look in transition. You got to get back and get matched up.
Yep.
That's how Creighton started this run, getting out in transition.
So many points in such short a time. 7:51 left first half. Marquette trailing at Creighton 34-18. Right now, 10 for an ID. 10 for an ID. 10 for station identification. Marquette basketball from Learfield.
Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith here. You're listening to the home of Marquette basketball. 94.5 ESPN is WKTI and WKTI HD Milwaukee.
A locally owned Good Karma brand station.
I saw it and I still don't believe it. 7:51 left first half. Marquette at Creighton trailing by 16. 34-18. Timeout. Marquette basketball from Learfield. Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Marquette on the road at Creighton, trailing 34-18 with 7:51 left first half. All brought to you by Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. And sometimes things happen. If you're a Marquette fan, you're shocked about Nick Graves. If you're a Creighton fan, you're shocked about Nick Graves. 7 minutes and 15 seconds, 17 points, 6 of 6 shooting, 4 of 4 three-point shooting on the year at 9.2 points per game and 26% three-point shooting. The Creighton fans are seeing Nick Graves that they've never seen before.
You can throw stats out the window when you get hot, though. Okay. And anybody can. A lot of people can get hot.
On a drive, James goes against Trout, misses the floater, and it comes inside. They're letting it play inside, saved by Guglic, and now Dix in the front court. Didn't you like what James did? He went into him, like you say. Green, 12 feet away, back to the basket. Fakes, now drives against Clark, tries to shoot, misses it. Great effort by Clark.
That's good defense, though, by Clark, to stay on his feet, not go for a pump fake.
Because he has to throw it so high just to get it over him.
Yeah, he threw like three pump fakes there.
And got the rebound. James driving across outside Stevens. He'll try a three. Good.
Maybe Stevens can get hot.
Yeah. Get Schwartz hot.
Oh.
Or Graves hot. They get free inside to Green. He can't finish.
Yeah, see,
Trout will try a three. That's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. That was an easy layup by Green, if not for Clark just standing there as tall as he is.
Yeah, Clark was late. They got the pass to Green, so he was out front. But Clark recovered and had great discipline again. Didn't go for a pump fake right away. Kind of stood his ground. Yeah, you know, he understands he's already big.
I mean, yes.
Once I put my hands up, I'm at 8 feet already. So I don't need to jump right away.
Marquette down 13 with the ball. 6:52 left first half. James attacking. He's been doing it the whole game. Still attacking.
That's
fade
a foul
away,
there.
And he drew the foul. He is determined to go to the basket. Maybe he saw the highlights where he was called for goaltending and had a great dunk. He can get up there with anybody.
Yeah, but he's got to stop picking up his dribble, though. You want to keep your dribble, even though you're in the paint. You're the smallest guy in there.
All right.
Keep working. Don't pick it up, because then you can dribble out. You don't get stuck. He almost got stuck there. Lucky he got Graves, I think, guarding him. Got him up in the air. And Graves, defensively, you got to stay on your feet there.
He's got two fouls. Schwartz has two. Freeman has two as the first free throw around and out by James. Marquette, 2 of 6 free throwing. That's been a problem. Personal fouls for Marquette. Hamilton has 2. But again, Freeman, Schwartz, and most importantly, Graves. And Graves has to come out. He's got 17 points. He's almost equaled Marquette. Second free throw rims in. And Marquette's down 12. James with the second free throw. He's up to 8 points leading Marquette. Marquette with the pressure in the backcourt. Zuklic brings it across, 40 feet away right side in the front court. Now slows up the dribble. Hands back to Davis. Marquette down 12. 6:37 left first half. Davis on a drive against Stevens. Now throws it inside. Ball knocked out. Away. Great defense.
Ball.
Great defense when it looked bad for Marquette to give up a layup. Who saved him?
Bit of a scramble there. Bit of a scramble.
Bit of a scramble?
Hey, listen, sometimes you have to.
It was a total scramble,
a
but they got it done.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Yes,
they
good effort.
Covered up mistakes.
Yep. Got deflections in there. Marquette walking it up as James. James still with it outside the arc. James against Green. James stops the dribble, throws in the left corner, shaky pass, but Chase Ross has it. He attacks Dix, backing in, spinning, back outside James. He'll try a three, around, and out. Whoa. Heartbreak.
Yeah, just sat on the rim.
Cleared by Creighton and Dix. Marquette down 12, 6 minutes left first half. Zuglich 30 feet away right side. Couple of dribbles, now 40 feet away. They're way outside the three-point line. Dick still with it on the dribble. Dick's trying to drive in the corner. Trout. He'll drive on Clark. He's under the basket to a flashing Zuglich, who lays it up and in. They just lost him.
Yeah, well, Marquette had almost three guys down there around the ball.
Around Trout. Marquette down 14. 5:36 left first half. James won't take the open three. Now attacks. James goes to the basket. Banks it up and in. Have no idea how it went in against a 6'8". Jason Green, but it did. Tony can explain.
Oh, no.
Transition, Zuglich. They cover him up, no open three. That's what you were worried about, right?
Yeah, these guys, they're sprinting in transition.
And now foul on Chase Ross.
Chase Ross hurt his
shoulder. Might have hurt his shoulder blocking the ball after Dix got by him. And Chase Ross does get up, and all of a sudden the shoulder seems better, which is good. 5:14 left first half. Marquette down 12 at Creighton, 36-24. Foul on Chase Ross. And going to the line will be Josh Dix. Again, the story, an incredible run of their reserve, Nick Graves, 17 points in 7 minutes. They went on a 25-2 run. What a win it would be if you could give up a 25-2 run and win the game. My guess is that happens about one half percent of the time. We'll see if it happens here tonight.
Well, you got to start defensively, right?
Yep.
That's how it's going to start.
First free throw is good. Marquette down 13, 37-24 at Creighton. 5:14 left first half.
And you look at it, the problem here so far in the first half, a little bit offensive struggle. They only got 24 points right now, but and Creighton's got 37, so you got a little bit of both.
Stevens won't take the three. Owens will try the three, missed it short. Rebound, great job by Stevens inside. Has to pass it outside, and now James has it wing left. He'll attack. He'll throw into the corner. Open three, Sean Jones, no good. And Creighton has it on the rebound with Dix. Karim Konan is in the ballgame now inside for Creighton. 6'9 sophomore from Turkey. Konan has it now. Doesn't look like he wants to shoot. He wants to pass to somebody. Davis, top of the circle. Back to Konan to the basket.
Oh, he missed it.
He missed the wide open layup. Marquette, great effort by Stevens to keep it alive. Konan, that was a pregame warm-up layup.
That's
on a drive.
You got to dunk that.
Now we're going to get a foul on Stevens.
Travel.
He got inside, and then Konan was there.
Oh, no, he called a foul.
Oh.
I don't know who.
On Stevens? He's the one who had the ball. He's really? Now got 2 fouls. Hamilton has 2. That had to be. All right. Unfortunately, Dix will bring it up. Marquette down 13. 4:18 left first half. Dix pressured by Sean Jones. Still with it on the dribble. Still outside the arc. Still dribbling. And then he just threw it away. Stolen by Marquette. Here's Stevens in from the left. All the way to the basket. He missed the layup. No! He missed one as easy as the one Konan missed for Creighton. And it goes out of bounds to Creighton.
That's tough when things like that start to happen.
I mean, that's
tough. We had a foul on Parham after the miss.
Yeah, you get a miss, and then you get a foul on
and
your guy.
And that's team foul 7 on Marquette. Welcome to the season so far. 4:04 left first half. Marquette down 13. Looked like a layup. Instead, a 1-1 upcoming for Creighton. And Josh Dix will go to the line.
Tough break there.
Yep. They made a good defensive effort. Stevens looked like he was going to get in. Strong to the basket. Just missed the layup. And we wait for the front end of the 1-1. Marquette, 7 fouls. Creighton, 7. First free throw is good. Two players Creighton picked up from Iowa with the change in their coach, Josh Dix outside and Owen Freeman inside. And they have help, though Creighton is just 6-5 on the year. Second free throw good. Marquette now down 15, 39-24, 4:04 left first half. So Marquette holds them for nothing in the first 5 minutes, and in the next 10, Creighton puts up 39 in 10 minutes.
Well,
That's not possible.
We know what that was about.
Yeah, that was Graves. Into the corner, Sean Jones gives back to Norman, who's come in. Trey Norman wide left, trying to drive. Gives back outside. Further out, Sean Jones. Nothing open right now for Marquette. Sean Jones, not knowing where to go against Conant, slips, falls down. Hands the ball to Parham, who lays it up and in.
Accidental offense there.
Yes.
Jones was down. And
Parham made a great move to the basket. Marquette down 13, 39-26.
Yeah, Jones just reaching. That's what I say when you're gambling defensively.
Ty Davis isn't good enough to need to do that.
Just keep him in front of you.
Timeout.
That's all you got to do.
3:26 left first half. Marquette at Creighton down 13, 39-26. Marquette basketball from Learfield. Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith, Marquette at Creighton, all brought to you by Wintrust, Wisconsin Bank. Marquette trailing 39-26, 3:26 left first half. Marquette men's basketball proud of its partnership with Sharp and presenting Reading with the Golden Eagles. The men's basketball players give back to the community by visiting Milwaukee schools to read to students. Marquette, in the first 4.5 minutes, gave Creighton Zippo. In the next 12 minutes, 39. And again, all because of an incredible run by Nick Graves, 17 points in 7 minutes. But
there's not much you do when a guy catches fire like that. Maybe get the ball out of his hands, but you know, at some point, that hotness becomes contagious in your teammates, and you run out and take the ball out of his hand. Now somebody else gets a wide open look, they're going to knock it down.
25-2 run. That's the challenge. Historic comeback. Nobody gives up a 25-2 run and wins the game. Marquette could do it because they're not that far down. That's 23, and they're down 13. So they're 10 better than that right now.
Yeah, you need your own historic run.
That's right. Just get it inside 10 at half. I'd prefer like 8. At the line, Ty Davis. And the free throw is good. Marquette down 14. Shooting Marquette, 37%. And Creighton, well, when a guy's 6-for-6, they're going to be pretty good. Hits them both, 54%. Ty Davis, who started and did nothing, those are his first 2 points. Marquette down 15, 3:21 left first half. James on a drive to the basket. Lays it up and in. Green left him, and Nigel James just made the easy layup. On a drive the other way, Davis. Marquette down 13. Schwartz attacking. Fadeaway baseline shot, no good. Great defense by Norman. Missed badly, and it comes to Marquette and Owens. Now on the wing, James. James attacking. Short corner, 10 feet away. Nigel James continues to dribble, and now gives to Parham. Shaky pass, but Parham keeps it in the corner. Marquette 16 to shoot. Parham double team, back up to James. James in the lane, free throw line against Green with the left hand.
Tough shot.
He missed it, but the ball's knocked out. Marquette keeps it with the left hand. I'll just invent this. Norman to the basket.
Oh, good
layup is good.
Norman,
strong.
Wow. That's
strong.
Good. That's just good footwork there.
Yes.
He had nothing on that left side.
Marquette
pivoted to the right.
Marquette with an 11 as Harper backs it up. Blake Harper, 6'7 sophomore. Harper has it 40 feet away. Double team, throws the ball in the corner.
He was wide open under the bucket.
Yes,
they missed him.
on the perimeter. Harper has it wide left. They got 10 to shoot. Great defense. Trout now on the wing. Yeah. Trout attacking. Double team. Deflected away. Good job, Nigel James. Out of bounds to Creighton. 2:07 left first half. Marquette down 11. 41-30. And Creighton has 6 seconds as Hamilton's going to come in. Looks to me like Parham is breathing deeply, but
Look at James Jr. He's not looking any better. He's breathing hard, too.
All right. I don't know the deflections number, but it would seem high. Harper to inbound for Creighton along the baseline. Gives to Green. He's back outside 40 feet away to Schwartz. He's going to shoot it. Yep. Tries a three. Way off. Great rebounding position. Norman, good rebound. He'll bring it up. Rebounding and running. Trey Norman, Marquette down 11. Stops top of the circle. Gives back to Chase Ross. He's been quiet. He'll now attack. He'll spin. Back out to Norman. Norman trying to drive. Had the ball knocked, stolen away. Coming the other way is Green. Off on his right to Harper. Harper's double teamed. The ball knocked away by Chase Ross. Saved the layup. Creighton will inbound along the baseline. Yeah, 1:42 left first half. Marquette down 11.
Good job by Owens on the break. At least turn him back into to traffic. And then Chase Ross was able to knock it out.
James leading Marquette. Nigel James with 13.
Anything you got to do to stop that transition.
Nobody else from Marquette has more than 4. Chase Ross quiet again.
Creighton and McDermott love to get in transition, running up. And that's why they do it. Guys aren't set.
Don't have to have a good half-court offense. Harper to inbound, still waiting. Now throws it back up top to Green. He's looking for Schwartz, has him. Schwartz, 45 feet away on the dribble. Schwartz still with it. Hands back to Dix. He's still way outside the arc near midcourt. 13 to shoot. Dix uses a high screen. Dix still with it off on the wing to Harper. They got 9 to shoot. Everything on the perimeter. Harper attacking on Owens.
Oh, he traveled.
And Owens, he traveled, but Owens grabbed him. That's going to be an easy 2-shot foul. Did he travel because Owens grabbed him?
No, he traveled before
that. He traveled first. They didn't see the travel, but I'm with you. 41-30, Marquette down 11, 1:21 left first half, and going to the line will be Blake Harper.
That's what you call bully ball there. He's just trying to bully him and bury him under the bucket.
Do you leave the chair or whatever they call that when you back and let him lose his balance?
Yeah, that's what you can do. When the guy's trying to bump you, you get the rhythm, feel his rhythm of the bump, and then bam, move out of the way.
Move the chair. Free throw is good. Marquette down 12 as Zuglich comes in. Junior from Montenegro. We don't have many players from Montenegro. I just want to say it. Harper, lefty, second free throw is good. And Marquette down 13. Trailing 43-30, 1:20 left first half. James, Marquette's leading scorer with 13. And again, nobody else has more than 4. He has it, stop and go dribble. Now backs it up, hands further out to Norman. 1:10 left first half. James, top of the circle, attacking to the corner. Owens will try a three around and out. Rebound pulled down by Harper, rebounding and running. Already top of the key off to Trout. He's got the open three. Missed it. Thank you. Great rebound, Marquette and Owens. Rebound and running.
Off.
He's already in the front court. He stops at the foul line. Hands it back to James. James penetrates to the basket. Banks it up. In and out. Heartbreak comes the other way for Creighton. We're in the final minute. Marquette down 13 off to Zuglich. He'll attack. He'll shoot. He'll score easily. Just corner right to the basket. Marquette down 15. Last half minute of the first half. On a drive, Chase Ross into the corner. Wide open three, no good by Norman. Rebound comes around to Creighton. We're going to get a foul on Owens. Called for a grab 90 feet away. And with 20 seconds left in the first half, it'll be Creighton to shoot 1-1.
Yeah, they just got tied up there. That's just a bad
that's
break.
10, so it'll now be 2. That's team foul 10 on Marquette. Yeah, another one of those stretches. Doesn't feel like Marquette should be down 15, but they are.
Well, I don't know. It feels like it. The offense has been, it's been a struggle offensively.
Yes. Marquette, 38% shooting, 27 three-point shooting, much better by Creighton. And again, they didn't score in the first 5 minutes. Harper to get 2 free throws, and the first one no good because it's team foul number 10 on Marquette. 46-30, Marquette down 16, 20 seconds left in the first half. Doesn't matter. LeSaint didn't make the free throw. Did they add? Oh, they added a point. That's true. They added it to 46. It's two free throws. They're arguing about what the score is. The score is 45-30, mm-hmm. and they put it up to 46.
Yeah, they gave it away. They took it away.
They thought Marquette was arguing about 1-1. They're not. They were arguing about the scoreboard gave them a point they hadn't earned. Now everything's fine because it's two free throws, first one made or not, because it's team foul 10 on Marquette. I can help them out. They just got to come over here, Tony.
The rest were thinking that they were talking about
1-1.
Yeah, two shots, but no.
Nope, they were talking about. Well, they finally get the 46 because the second one is good. Marquette down 16. 18 seconds left, first half. Shot clock off. James on the dribble, standing dribble, 40 feet away, down to 11 seconds. James, standing dribble, down to 9 seconds. Now still outside the arc, stops the free throw line, spins, hook shot, lays it up and in. Ooh, he got the better of Zuglich. Half court shot is no good, and with the basket, Marquette down 14. Just giving up too many points. 46 for Creighton, and they did not score in the first 4.5 minutes of the first half. Marquette gave up a 25-2 run. When you look at it that way, down 14 doesn't feel so bad. I'll let Gabe Neitzel figure that out. Halftime, Marquette on the road at Creighton, trailing 46-32. Marquette basketball from Learfield. And James, Marquette's leading scorer at 15. Nobody else with more than four. Chase Ross, floater from 10, missed it. Rebound comes to Creighton.
Yeah, that's not a bad look there. I would get a little deeper and use the glass on that. Much easier shot. But
he doesn't use the glass on that very often.
He doesn't use the glass on that. But
Graves has the ball 40 feet away. Daniels on him. Or excuse me, Stevens on him. Up top. Green hands back to Graves. Gives back to Green. He stuffs it. Everybody worried about Graves and a wide open dunk for Jason Green.
That's what the pick and roll can do to you. If you're worried about the guard too much, the big's going to be open.
Chase Ross to the basket, laid it up. In and out.
How many layups has Marquette missed?
And that was one easy. In the corner, open three, missed. Dix had it, lost it. Thanks. Marquette the rebound. James brings it in to Ross, wide left, fake the three. Now attacks. Ross gives inside to Hamilton. He spins again, is behind the backboard. Still cuts up the shot, missed everything. Yeah, couldn't get to the backboard. Rim free, comes the other way with Graves. Graves at the foul line. No look inside. Easy layup for Green. No look pass, and we got a timeout, Marquette. Only took a minute and 14 seconds, and Marquette now down 18. And why? Because they're watching Graves and leaving Green wide open for two easy no-footers. Timeout, Marquette basketball from Learfield. Marquette basketball from Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Marquette at Creighton, trailing by 18, 50-32 early in the second half. And, Tony, we got to give him credit. Marquette said Graves ain't going to beat us in the second half, so they're watching him, and he's instead passing. And two easy assists and a layup and a dunk for Jason
Graves. 100%. I mean, obviously, you got to get Graves in check. You don't want him to get started again here in the second half, but you got to make them kick out to the perimeter. You can't let them hit guys under the bucket for layups. That's the difference.
Tonight's the day when everything changes with what's possible becomes what's real. A Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee, your win is waiting, along with great dining, bars, entertainment, and a luxurious hotel. Here we play. Play to win. Visit Potawatomi.com for more. Must be 21 to enter casino. James will walk it up for Marquette. Again, nobody other than Nigel James has more than 4 points. James inside, back out to Chase Ross. He'll dribble at the foul line, attacking under the basket, still
there
circling and dribbling.
Keep your dribble.
Back out to Parham, Hands back to Chase Ross. He'll try a three around and out. Rebound knocked around, and Green has it for Creighton. He'll get it to Graves. Marquette down 18, Creighton with the ball. Graves, he's fouled as he drove right about at the free throw line, and an easy bump foul. It's pretty hard not to call it when, he fell down, but that hasn't stopped them to this point, parts in the game of not calling something.
Yeah, sometimes. He's dribbling into traffic big time, so I don't know if I'm bailing him out if I'm the ref there with a call.
Yep. But it used to be if you're out of control, you don't get any call. The inbound takes a while, but Green has it 40 feet away. Marquette trailing 50-32.
A while meaning 5 seconds? Or?
Yeah. Graves in from the left in the lane. Jump pass into the corner. Wide open three. Good. Another assist. He may have 17 assists. Trout hits the three, and Marquette's down 21.
I mean, that's what you want him to do. Make him kick it out, but...
The alley-oop and his stuff.
Oh.
Got the stuff off a great pass from Nigel James. But transition at the other end. Marquette down 19. Marquette stops the transition three. Wasn't taken by Dix. And now Graves gives off Schwartz. Pull up 12-footer. Too easy. Yes. Got right by his man.
What we always talk about. Pass fake, pump fake.
Yep. Good.
Does wonders.
Man, they're scoring a lot early in the second half, unlike the first half. Marquette down 21. James in the corner, circles back out. Parham top of the key. Parham a couple dribbles, spins to the basket. Hank shoots.
Wow.
He's fouled, and Parham will shoot two. And it's not about scoring. It's about stopping.
At this point when you're done, you got to string a ton of stops together, but you also
got
to score.
They got nine in the first 2.5 minutes of the second half. In the first half, they didn't score a point in the first 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, you're going to have to do both in this situation.
Yep. Ton of players all with two fouls, which to me is of no note. It's not until you get three at this point in the game. 55-34, Marquette down 21. Parham at the line. And again, free throw is short. Marquette now 3 of 8 free throwing. And again, nobody on Marquette has more than 4 except Nigel James, who has 15.
Yeah.
Down 21.
He's trying to keep Marquette in
range.
This
must be Chicken or Shake Shack. And that's the only thing Marquette has done well recently is whip the free food on 2 missed free throws. I think they're 5-0 now after missing the first one. Parham comes out of the ball game. Clark back in. Full court pressure. And Dix says, I'll bring it up against Chase Ross. Still in the backcourt. Gets a screen. Dix 40 feet away. Marquette down 20. 17-11 for the game. Graves 40 feet away. He's looking to pass this half. Now at the foul line. Back outside to Green. Top of the circle. Green a couple of drives. Now fakes to the basket. Gets an easy layup. Ball fake. Got his man up. And then the easy layup.
Yep.
Too much easy, Tony. Marquette down 22.
Yeah, these are easy looks. The 1 3-point shot was an easy look as well.
James all the way to the basket. He's fouled. Looked like he could make the layup, but I think maybe they were grabbing
his hand,
right. Yeah.
Which was the free hand.
Yes.
He went back to his right for some
to
reason.
To the left, it would have been a layup.
The left was an easy layup, yeah.
So James will go to the line and
shoot
two.
Also, you're offhand, though. So.
Correct. But he seems pretty good with his offhand. He need to show us the hops that he did when he
When you get the bump, it throws you a little bit.
James free throw good. With that free throw, Marquette is now 5 of 10. That's not good. Zuglich. Fedor Zuglich is in and Schwartz out. He had been scoring well in the last 4 games, but no real factor in this one. They don't need him with Graves. Dix is now up to 10. Marquette down 21. Second free throw good. Marquette down 20. And freshman Michael Phillips is going to get a chance along with Sean Jones. James comes out. Chase Ross comes out. And that's been the story. Chase Ross at 2 points on 1 of 7. Didn't score much against Georgetown either. Marquette's leading scorer. Graves bothered by Stevens in the backcourt. Graves finally across the stripe. Still trying to dribble. He's 40 feet away. 20 to shoot. He'll get it to Green. Top of the circle. Green looking to pass. 1 dribble. Won't shoot from there. Further out. Zuglich. They got 12 to shoot. Into Green. Got wide open. Laid it up and in. Did Clark lose him? Something happened.
Yeah, Zuglich ran.
And now they steal the inbound. Yeah, so Marquette's down 22. Graves gives off to Zuglich. He'll try a 3. Good.
Yeah, Zuglich running hard. Got that first bucket open, but...
Keeps getting worse.
Marquette got getting lazy on the inbound.
Yep. Marquette down 25. Owens back out. Sean Jones faked the 3, attacking on the dribble. Lost the ball, got it back to a flashing Phillips. He misses everything baseline, rim free. Coming the other way is Creighton. Creighton on a drive. Dix to the basket. He has the shot blocked, and then they call a foul.
That's a jump ball.
Go out of bounds?
Should be Marquette ball. It's just wedged in there.
Oh, did it wedge on the bracket or the back of the – okay. We got a timeout. Exact opposite of the first half. Creighton scoring at will in the first 4 minutes of the second half. Marquette shut them out in this amount of time in the first half. I don't want to tell you how many they've scored in the first 4 minutes of the second half. Timeout. Marquette down 62-37 at Creighton. Marquette basketball from Learfield. Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Marquette on the road at Creighton, trailing 62-37, 15-53 for the game. At this point in the first half, Creighton had 0 points. In the same time here in the second half, Creighton has put up 16.
Yeah, I mean, they're shooting 77%. So, I mean, you're going to score if you're shooting that well.
Yes, and the shots, many of them have been that easy. The Lynch family of dealerships, the most trusted community-rooted automotive group in southeastern Wisconsin, proud to support Marquette Athletics. Visit shoplynch.com today and experience the Lynch difference. Motor Bar and Restaurant at the Harley-Davidson Museum, the place to be for all Marquette fans this season. Select Thursday nights at 6. Head coach Shaka Smart breaks down all the Marquette action. The next show, January the 8th. January the 8th. Adrian Stevens and Michael Phillips. Don't miss Marquette Thursdays. Presented by Aurora Healthcare at Motor Bar and Restaurant on the Harley-Davidson Museum campus. Well, let's see. It hasn't changed. We are 24 minutes in, and nobody other than Nigel James, with his 17, has scored more than 4 points. And the shooting numbers, a struggle for everyone, including Chase Ross, who is 1 of 7. But is this more about the defense, Tony?
It's about everything at this point.
I mean, Marquette's only scored 5 in the second half.
Yeah, you haven't scored, and you're not stopping Creighton. So you're shooting. I mean, this is a drastic difference. Marquette's shooting 16% in the second half, which is incredible, almost unbelievable. Creighton on the opposite way, shooting what is also almost unbelievable at 77%. I mean, that's
how you have.
That's shooting it very. That's very well. 7-9 and 1-6.
Marquette has 10 days off, not playing again until the 30th, when it will be at home against Seton Hall. Graves to inbound along the baseline for Creighton, and he finally gets it into the corner. Dix backing in on Sean Jones. They're almost clearing out for him. He's still backing in, and now. Fadeaway 15-footer, no good. Foul before the shot, and I'm assuming they called it on Sean Jones because nobody else was doing anything. Was it kind of a clear out, Tony? Would you say that?
It was isolation in the post.
ISO.
Dix had a small Sean Jones on his back, so they're going to try to space out and try to give him some room.
They inbound the ball. Dix will try a three, top of the circle, no good. Great rebound, Marquette and James.
Yeah, he was
James
off balance.
Running. James all the way to the basket. Layup is no good. He got altered a little bit by Trout. Coming back the other way, Creighton and Graves to Trout the trailer. Now Zuglich fakes the three, attacks in the lane to the basket. Shot blocked easily by Ben Gold. Marquette comes the other way with Chase Ross. Chase Ross, free throw line. Back out Sean Jones. Fake the three, now attacks, and we're going to get a foul on Creighton. There was no shot by Sean Jones. Marquette will inbound. We have 15-18 remaining, and again, Marquette still trailing 62-37. Somebody's going to get above 4 for Marquette other than Nigel James.
Yeah, and Marquette is just not, I mean, they're not getting a lot of good looks either.
Good point.
Offensively.
Yep.
This is tough sledding right now. They got to figure out something to try. Even trying to get in transition, Creighton, obviously, a team that loves transition, so they practice against it a lot. They're getting back in transition very well.
Nigel James to Owens. He tried to dunk it, and it got altered. Was it Trout who got it or Freeman? I don't know, but it didn't go in.
Yeah, I think it was Trout. But it's a good contest. Yes. I like the attack, though.
That's what you want. Creighton with the ball. Freeman has it, backing in 12 feet away, still backing in on Ben Gold, and still backing in, and still backing in, and still backing in, and now finally passes to Trout. He gets a reverse layup, counted, and a foul. And
yeah, not really. That's not getting your money's worth right there on the foul from Ben Gold. It was just basically a reach.
The defense was actually pretty good against Freeman, but Trout got backdoor.
Bingo's got to understand, he covers the front side of the rim on that penetration. Somebody else has got to get the backside. He can't do them both.
Yep.
And he missed. He missed. We covered the front side. Trout went back to the backside, and no one was there, so Ben just slapped at it.
Free throw makes it a three-point play for Trout, and James on a drive into the corner. Ben Gold, open three, missed it. Rebound comes to Creighton, 65-37. Dix gets all the way to the basket. Nice block from behind by James. He'll bring it the other way. James to the free throw line to a flashing Chase Ross. He had the layup, couldn't hammer it, tried the launch. He missed everything.
Another missed layup.
Yep. I mean, rim free.
Ton of missed layups here.
Comes back to Creighton, 40 feet away. Graves double team, gives off to Trout. Open three is good. Big guy likes to launch the three.
Yes, he does.
Isaac Trout played at Virginia. Marquette is now down 31. Chase Ross spinning, double teamed. Now goes to the basket. He's fouled by either Dix or Freeman. Not sure which. 68-37. It was 46-32, so it's been 26-5 following a 25-2 run. They're doing it again.
And again, it's both ends of the floor. Marquette missing layups, inside shots inside the paint.
Yeah, free throw good by Chase Ross. When you give up a 25-2 run and then another 22-5 run, that's 47-7 in those two runs. ...68-37... Marquette down 13:55 for the game. Sean Jones comes out. Chase Ross will go to the line for a second. Yep. And the second free throw. Marquette misses the first, makes the second, and no free food again for the locals, as was the case last time against Purdue. Three at the other end. Zuglich misses. Cleared by Marquette and Chase Ross. Rebounding and running. Chase Ross, top of the circle. Off to Parham. Back to Chase Ross. He's 12 feet away. You're right. Nothing's open. Pretty good defense by Creighton. James spins. Back out Parham. Fakes the three. Gives off to Chase Ross. He'll hang. He'll shoot. Major contact. He went down. They called nothing. And now the official calls a timeout. So Chase Ross, this is a weird timeout. An injury timeout after a player went down with contact driving and no foul called. I remember Mike Dean when they didn't call a foul when he thought, I think Anthony Pieper was fouled and there was blood. And they had to stop the game because of the blood of Anthony Pieper. And Mike Dean refused to stop the game because he said, if there was no foul, there's no blood. And the official said, if you don't take him out, we're going to call a technical. And they did. No foul, no blood, and this was, I'm sure Shaka Smart's talking to the official. Like, how is there not a foul? Like, Chase Ross is just going to lose control and fall down? I don't think so. But, and don't you believe that's the discussion, Tony? Chase Ross is still in the game.
Yeah. I just can't imagine. I know what I'd be saying if I was a coach, but it wouldn't be that nice.
You can't say, hey, come on, we're down 30. Give us a break. You don't go there either. Graves in the backcourt. Marquette trailing 68-38.
The refs would be like, at this point, coach, we're trying to get out of here. We're not calling anything.
Graves, slow dribble, 40 feet away. We got 13 to shoot. Graves now attacking on Stevens. Fakes. Great defense. Rim free on the shot. It comes to Marquette. And now in the front court, James in from the left. Stop and go dribble. And
carried.
They called a foul.
They call a foul
on Zuglich. All right, I could be the coach. You call it that after what you didn't call the last time? How would you take that?
I didn't see a foul there.
No. Is that not a classic make good?
Well, it doesn't make good is the problem.
Even up or whatever.
Chase's was a shooting foul for
correct.
One.
Yeah.
And that was just a regular old foul.
Yeah. Three fouls now on Marquette and four on Creighton.
He said, coach, I got you one closer to the bonus.
That's true. And then I'd say, you're not near as good an official as you were a player. Chase Ross, three is good, top of the circle. And now, someone other than Nigel James, first player to be owed more than four. Chase Ross is at six with 12:38 to go. Marquette down by 27, passing the corner to Zuglich. Creighton with it. Zuglich can't go inside to Freeman, up top to Dix. Back to Zuglich. Now they get it to Freeman. 8 feet away. The ball knocked away. Backing in on Hamilton. Last time it was eight dribbles. This is 4-5. He's kind of palming the ball. And now they call the foul on Hamilton. As he's backing in, can you palm the ball on that? No, most big guys don't.
Most big guys do.
Oh, okay. Then my eyes are good.
Yes.
They do, but
that's
they
exactly
don't call
what they
it.
Do. They don't call it a lot.
Right. 12:17 remaining. Marquette
certainly happens, though.
Creighton trailing 68-41. So we'll get two free throws for Owen Freeman.
You got to time that when he bounce and then he do this.
Pull the chair.
No, when they're up here and they get it up here, they can't hold up there for long. So on the when they have it up here, now you go to the ground because they got to put it down.
You're right.
They can't continue to hold it.
Good point. Doesn't matter how tall they are. They got to go to the ground there. Freeman gets one out of two. Marquette trailing at Creighton, 69-41, 12-12 remaining. James Hamilton back to James. Nigel James hits a three. He's up to 20. And Marquette is down 25. Yep. Yeah, but runs of 25-2 and 22-5. Should pretty much make it impossible. Zuglich, he's hunting now. He misses another three. Long rebound, Marquette with the rebound. Long pass ahead for Stevens. Hamilton made the pass. And now Marquette turned it over. They say it's going to be Creighton ball on the long pass.
Which was the right call.
Yep. Timeout, 11:48 left at Creighton. Marquette down 25, 69-44. Marquette basketball from Learfield. Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith, Marquette at Creighton, trailing 69-44. 10 for an ID, 10 for station identification. Marquette basketball from Learfield.
Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith here. You're listening to the home of Marquette basketball. 94.5 ESPN is WKTI and WKTI HD Milwaukee.
A locally owned Good Karma brand station.
Nigel James does have 20, but nobody else with more than six for Marquette. Chase Ross just got over the four mark for the first time for any other player just moments ago. Marquette shooting 34%, 31% three-point shooting, but it's been the defense that's been the problem. Creighton is at 52% and 45% three-point shooting after they did not score in the first 4.5 minutes of the game. So let's see, that would be 12, 16 and a half, and in 23 minutes, they put up 69 points.
Yes, it's been weird to say the least. Like you say, Creighton just came out. They looked like they were kind of lost early in the ball game at the start, and suddenly Graves just went crazy.
And he hadn't scored since. Scored all his points, I think, in about three minutes.
But then he starts to pick up assists.
Yeah. See how many assists he's up to. Up to six assists. I'll bet he has four of those in the second half. Creighton with the basketball. Davis across the stripe. I'm sure they're happy now. They'll just use the shot clock each time. Freeman top of the circle. Zuglich still outside the arc. Inside Harper, 8 feet away. Bumps Parham, bumps again. Backing in, getting to the basket. Fakes. Puts up the shot. Missed it, no good. Rebound knocked around and out of bounds. And it'll be awesome. Marquette ball. Pretty good effort that time by
Hamilton. Knocked it. He knocked it off Davis, I believe.
11:23 left. Marquette 10 days off. Entering at 5-7. Creighton at 6-5. They beat Xavier by 41 earlier this week on the road. Hamilton, top of the circle, outside the arc, up top, Chase Ross. Couple of dribbles. Chase Ross now attacking right of the lane to the basket. Tough shot. Partially blocked. But it comes to Caden Hamilton. He missed the no-footer. And now he's trying to tie it up with Harper, who elbowed him in the chest. The official was right there and said, that's all right. Harper outside the arc right side. Now on the wing. They go inside. Great defense by Parham as Schwartz was trying to go inside to Freeman and it's knocked out of bounds.
Look. Marquez fronting. He tried to get it over him. Bad angle for the entry pass in the post straight away.
69-44. Marquette down 25. Schwartz to inbound, and it's a bad pass, knocked away. Who's got it? James will walk it down, and he'll hang and stuff it. Freeman was right there, didn't challenge him at 6'10", and Marquette down 23.
Yeah, there's no reason to get a foul there, and one. He made the right decision, just let him dunk it.
Harper trying to score, ball knocked away. He goes down, then letting him play. Marquette benefiting. Chase Ross in from the left. To the basket, hangs, floats, scores, counted in a foul. Chase Ross will try the three-point play. Marquette cutting the deficit now at 21 with 10:25 left. And
well, Craig's got to realize, listen, the refs don't really want to call anything. They're definitely not calling anything for you.
Explain why they don't want to call anything. It's a 22-point game.
The ref have decided this one's over. That's what they've decided in their heads. But they're certainly not going to give the team that's up so much any kind of, as you call them, nice whistles.
Yep. Free throw is good. Chase Ross finishes the three-point play. Nigel James, by the way, with a career-high 22.
McDermott's going to be lobbying for some fouls over there. Yep. He's going to say, hey, I know we're up, but man, they're still fouling us. Like, come on.
Nigel James with a career-high of 22. Zuglich in the backcourt. To Green, now in the corner, Harper. Harper backing in, back to the basket, 10 feet away. Spins, turns, lays it up and in. I'm not sure how that happened.
Yeah, he picked up his dribble. Owens got out of position. You got to stay between him and the bucket.
Yes, and he looked like he was. Phillips the basket for Creighton. Chase Ross hands back to James. James stop and go dribble in the lane. Wild shot, banked it, no good. Rebound pulled down by Creighton.
That is a tough shot. Again, you like to see easier looks.
Somebody's got to be open. Or three guys that were on him at some point. Zuglich outside left. Creighton with a basketball. 9:40 remaining. Marquette trailing 71-49. Green top of the circle. Bad pass. Threw it right to James. Will come the other way. James to Ross in from the right. He missed the layup. Missed everything. Rim free. It comes the other way up the backboard to Creighton. Harper's going to the basket. He'll kick in the corner. Open three, no good by Dix. Neither team scoring, but that's a problem for Marquette when you're down. And hammering, he launched, he didn't hammer. He tried to lay it up and in. Chase Ross missed it, and the other way, Harper to the basket and a foul on Marquette. How many layups can Marquette miss? We've seen so much of this in so many games.
Well, Chase Ross got caught in between dunking it.
Yes, he went the launch, but didn't hammer. Tried to lay it up.
Yeah, I think when he got there, he thought he made him too far out.
He doesn't know your rule. When you launch, you hammer every time. You may miss some, but they need to know. Yeah, when they see the launch, hammer coming.
Get out of the way.
Yep.
Yeah, no one really in his way. He literally misjudged the jump.
Yep. Creighton at the line. Harper to shoot two. Blake Harper, he played it. Howard before Creighton. Free throw is good. It's up to 6 points. Nigel James comes out. Chase Ross up to 9 for Marquette, but 72-49. Creighton with a lead. Marquette down 23 with 9:06 left. Somebody's yelling behind us. I'm not sure what they're saying. You'd only hear it because this place is so quiet. They pretty much packed it in, figured we got this one. Right, Tony?
The fans have, yeah.
Yes. Sean Jones in the lane, 12 feet away. Has to get back out to Owens. Owens will penetrate, double-teamed, hangs, shoots, missed it. And two free throws for Demarius Owens. And I'm always amazed.
I like that, though.
How could the crowd be bothered? You're up by 24 with 8:51 left.
Yeah, but I like when Demarius, you get in the paint that close, I mean, take a shot.
Yeah. I don't and haven't figured out exactly what he likes to do in that situation. He certainly.
I don't think he has either.
Oh.
Not a consistent.
Yeah.
thing.
He has height.
He's kind of figuring it out.
Strength, jumping ability, but free throw is good. Marquette down 73-50 with 8:51 remaining. Marquette at 5-7. A loss would be 0-2 in Big East play. And the second free throw is good with 10 days off. Home to Seton Hall next. Second free throw good.
We got the ref talking to the crowd.
I know, looking at him.
Well, the guy said, 23-point game, stop calling fouls.
And he said Graves beats the traffic.
Leave now.
Gives to Dix. He can't get the shot off. Instead, he'll dribble. Dix 40 feet away. The no-look into the corner. Can't get the three off. Now they come back up top. Green top of the circle. They're working the shot clock down to 9. 8:28 left. Green on a drive, 8 feet away. Back out to Harper. Won't take the three. He'll penetrate and stuff it. I think everybody thought he was going to take the open three. Instead, he drove to the basket and hammered it.
That's absolutely what they thought.
Marquette down 24. On a drive to the basket. Norman lays it up and in. No basket. An offensive foul. Trey Norman called for the foul.
Tough call there, Norman. Strong
yes.
drive. You got to give Creighton guy credit.
Do I? I don't think I have to.
Stepped in
there. I should.
You should.
I don't feel like it anymore. I'm tired of giving so much credit. I want to take away some credit.
Well, take away some points is what you want to do.
Yes, that's what I want to do. Green, top of the circle. Faces up. Creighton with the ball. Marquette down 75-51. Green can't drive on Ben Gold. Lost the ball. Got it back. Now gives in the corner. Circling back out, Trout. Trout now 10 feet away, back to the basket, back to Dix. They get four to shoot. Dix, step back three, missed it. Rebound, Green, took it over Owens, who was blocking him out but didn't have his head up to get the rebound. So we're going to get a timeout.
Yeah, he blocked out, but he didn't jump.
Yes. Blocked out, but didn't have his head up. 7:40 left for the game. Marquette trailing by 24 at Creighton. 75-51 will break Marquette basketball. From Learfield. Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Marquette on the road at Creighton, trailing 75-51 with 7:40 remaining. It's all brought to you by Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. Color Ink, an experimental communications company that creates packaging, visual displays, and retail signage that inspires action. Visit colorink.com to book a conversation today. Don't wreck a great time of the game. Marquette reminds you to drive sober or get pulled over. Visit zeroinwisconsin.gov to learn more. Zero in Wisconsin, together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT. And we want to say hello to Marquette fans tuning into tonight's game on the Marquette Radio Network, 99.1 WSCO in Oshkosh. We are Marquette. Been here before, and it's time to do something to make you feel a little positive going into the next game 10 days away, because this one, as far as the score,
I mean,
is over.
Yeah, this team is searching still. So
yes.
They got to figure
out. It's a great
out,
way to put it.
Yeah, what they can do, how they can do it better. And like you, as you say, get something started. Get something going where they can build on and have some confidence in going into these upcoming games. Like you say, they have a break off, which doesn't really help you to build confidence game time.
Free throw is missed. The rebound to Marquette.
You like to just get out there and play every day.
75-51. Marquette down 24. Nigel James to Ben Gold has the top of the circle. Trout on him. Back outside the arc. Right side on the wing. James, he drives and kicks in the corner. Phillips, open three. Missed it. Long rebound. Owens has it for Marquette. Back outside. Sean Jones will try a three. Good.
That had some arc on it.
Yep. Sean Jones' first points. Marquette down 21. 75-54 with 7:08 left, and as expected, Nick Creighton's just going to use the shot clock every possession.
Think so?
I don't know. Trout looks like he's always hunting.
They love to push the ball up, though.
Yeah.
So if they get something to transition them.
You're right, in transition.
Pretty sure they're going to take it.
Green on a drive, but in the half court, knocked away, stolen by Marquette. Credit it to Nigel James. He'll bring up the trailer. In from the left, back outside to Ben Gold, up top to Sean Jones. Jones against Green, behind the back dribble, into the corner. James will try a three, missed it. Rebound knocked around, comes to Owens. He lays it up, no good. Tap, no good. They get two no-footers. Owens missed one, and now Owens steals it. Back to Sean Jones. Three is good.
Yeah,
they stole the three.
Yeah, they did. That's a good hustle by Owens there.
Yes. Marquette down 18, 75-57, 6:20 remaining. Maybe it's not over. Graves 40 feet away.
Graves. Take one of those runs that Creighton had. Creighton had two of them.
Marquette Green outside the arc. Trout drives baseline, goes by Phillips, and going to call a foul on Marquette.
They're going to call it shooting, too.
Yeah.
Sean Jones.
Helping out because Michael Phillips watched Trout go right by him. 6:06 remaining. Marquette down 75-57.
Yeah, which you can't have. You can't have the Trout should never go by Michael Phillips. I mean,
yes.
Just should never drive by him.
Yep. All right.
But he's got his weight up high. He doesn't have his weight, his feet planted, and his weight low. Not sitting down, they call it, defensively. Gets off balance.
Ben Gold comes out. Marquette trailing 76-57. Drop free throw is good. Hits them both. If you're just joining us, Marquette led 7-0. Down 14 at half, and it's gotten much larger. Now it's at 20. Marquette down. James stops at the foul line. Back out Sean Jones. Marquette with it. 13 to shoot. Sean Jones takes everybody on, goes to the basket, and draws a foul before the shot. 1-1 upcoming. Both teams in the bonus. 77-57. Marquette down. Scoring for Marquette, it's been all Nigel James, 22, nobody else in double figures. Chase Ross with 9, but 3 of 13. 1-1, free throw is short. Marquette, 10 of 17 free throw shooting.
And the crowd wanted him to shoot another.
So they get some free food.
It's 1-on-1.
Yeah, he doesn't work on the 1-on-1s with the food. Graves just dribbling around, 40 feet away. Green helps out. We're down to 5:28 left. Graves has it on a wing. I'm not sure he's taking a shot here in the second half. No, he's taking one. Now we'll try a three. Missed it.
That time they were running clock.
Yeah. The alley-oop is too far, intended for Owens. And now they're saying that Creighton. Now, Graves wants to challenge. Do you challenge when you're up 20? As to whether or not that you can challenge out of bounds. Now the official, it was an alley-oop that was way too high unless. Now it's going to go to Marquette, and I think that, is Creighton going to challenge? It's like he doesn't want to challenge, but he is challenging. Graves is saying that he didn't touch the ball. It was an alley-oop pass that was an alley-oops way too high. So he's saying, McDermott, it's our ball. It should be our ball. So, no, we had a challenge when it was 21, I think. And I said I thought that would be the largest challenge. That was at Purdue.
Really?
So we now have a 21-point challenge and a 20-point challenge. Nice is in reference, I think, to the Packers touchdown, right?
That was.
Yes. So we'll see how this goes. So
yeah, they just showed it up there.
The locals act like they think it's Creighton ball, right?
Well, they're always going to think that.
Yeah, but
no matter
if
what
you
happens.
Don't think it, you just kind of are very quiet. 5:14 left. It is 77-57. Marquette down 20, and you can have because they're no longer allowing these people to or having the officials redo and check every inbounds play.
And I don't know how the officials even were confused on that one.
You don't know how they ever thought it was Marquette?
No.
Yeah, it was just a bad pass.
I think the ref that called it didn't see the passer.
Didn't think the pass could be that bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he thought it had to be tipped.
Yes. So, with 5:14 remaining, we've had in the Purdue game down 20 or up 21 a challenge. And tonight, up 20 in a challenge. You don't lose anything because if you're correct, you still have another one to use. The official is explaining everything to Shaka.
Shaka was saying this guy got pushed. He was going for the pass.
Right. That was Owens.
Correct.
Marquette was in full court pressure. In the backcourt, Schwartz has it. Guarded by Owens. Schwartz across the stripe. 5:05 left. Marquette down 20, 77-57. Graves, top of the circle. Needs help. Helping out is Schwartz. He's 45 feet away. They're down 8 on the shot clock, and they are using the shot clock again. Schwartz, pull up. 12-footer is good. Drove in the lane, made it over Parham.
That's a tough shot. I mean.
Yeah, it is.
Man.
He's the guy averaging 16.5 the last four games. They haven't needed him tonight. Phillips will try a three. Too hard. Cleared by Creighton and Green.
Every time he shoots it, it looks good.
It looks good, yes. It's a sweet stroke. That one was straight on, but a little long. 4:22 left. Creighton with the ball. Marquette down 79-57. And they are working the shot clock as Schwartz just holding the ball. Marquette looking to double team him, so he'll give to Green. Green will dribble. They're still 20 feet away.
They got six to shoot.
Yeah, they do.
He'll get a
Schwartz,
shot
he'll try a baseline 12-footer. Nope. Rebound tapped around. Marquette has it, and we're going to get a foul on Trout in the backcourt. I have no idea why he did it. 1-1 coming for Marquette when play resumes.
Neither does he.
4 minutes left. Do we have a challenge for me? I hope not. Marquette down 22-79-57, trailing at Creighton. Marquette basketball from Learfield. Homer and Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Marquette on the road at Creighton, trailing by 22-79-57. 4 minutes left. Career high for Nigel James at 22. But the shooting's still a problem. 28% in the second half. Creighton, on the other hand, 48%. And the gap is 22, but it's been as high as 27. In fact, it was as high as 31 at 68-37. So Marquette on a 20-11 run and still down by 22. I don't ever want to say that again.
There's got to be a bit bigger run than that.
Yes.
Well, you gave up two huge runs.
25-2 run to Creighton in the first half, 22-5 here in the second.
And you got to get two huge runs yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The math is mathing on that one.
And the problem is as much the defense stopping them better.
Yeah, it's both ends.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Nigel James, free throw no good. Marquette, 10 of 18 free throws.
Still continue to miss free throws.
Yep. Not that important tonight, unfortunately, but it will be. Marquette deficit at 22. And now we have Creighton working the shot clock. Graves, and now Schwartz, still 45 feet away, not looking to attack at all, and that's not Creighton basketball. But we're down to 3:35. They got four to shoot. Schwartz, tough three on the wing, no good, but do they get the rebound? Yep, Trout, and they'll get another 20.
Man, that's tough.
Yep. Boinged off so far. Wasn't really. Trout, logo three, missed it. Nice rebound, Marquette and Phillips.
Thought you said they're running clock. Looks like it there.
Trout, the hunter, is never running clock. Not if he gets an open three. James turns with a left hand, and now a late whistle. James was kind of out of control, and it was a tough challenge to get a shot off. He did, nothing called, and then the whistle called, and two free throws for Nigel James. He's 3 of 5 free throwing. 22 points, 5 rebounds, a couple of assists. Demarius Owens has 7 rebounds worth noting. There's not a whole lot worth noting tonight. James, free throw good. 79-58. Marquette down 21, and Davis comes back in and Freeman out. Is Trout still in? The hunter? I love that phrase. Dude's hunting for a shot now.
Yeah.
Some guys are always hunting for a shot. Second free throw missed. And just can't miss that many free throws. Creighton with it. 79-58. They lead. 2:58 left. And again, Schwartz just dribbling 45 feet away, not attacking at all. Now he attacks and then throws it in the corner. Trout, oh, we didn't take the open three. Well,
He looked at it.
He did.
Then he realized the score, so he said, nah.
Schwartz pull up 12-footer, no good. Long rebound, yep. James brings it with 2:36 left. Alley-oop in for Owens, who stuffs it. That was nice.
Yeah, James can throw that lob on the
yes.
break.
He stuffed it easily.
He must have had a running mate in high school who could do that.
Right. He caught the ball at about shoulder level and still had no trouble.
He was still on the way up.
Yep. Davis spinning, turning with the left hand, no good. Shane Thomas, who Merritt plays.
Tough
and now they score on the follow. Marquette's down 81-60. First we've seen of Shane Thomas. Sean Jones inside, back out to James. We're down to 1:50 left on a baseline drive. Tough play and tough attempt by James. The ball was blocked, went out of bounds. I don't think they called a foul, right? No, I think Marquette will.
They did not call a foul.
And Marquette will inbound along the baseline.
Yep.
Crowd wasn't. I'm not sure what they're complaining about. 81-60, Marquette behind, 1:47 left. Stevens in the corner. Clark, top of the circle, wide left to Owens. Phillips got the open three, missed it. Right on again, but long. That one he took a little longer. Did it seem a little different to you or not?
Well, he's running up, coming off the screen, that little elevator screen. That's a hard footwork shot there.
Creighton with it, 1:30 left. Marquette down 21. Trout. Yeah, we won't
take the shot. Trout. He's a hunter for sure. He's always looking at the rim.
Yeah. McDermott told him it's no hunting season. Ah, but Schwartz thought he tried. He scored big the last four games. Not tonight. He buries a three, and Marquette down to 84-60.
And that looked real easy there.
Yes. He looks like he could score
dribble.
A ton.
Yeah.
Sean Jones, step back three is good.
Yeah, if he was a hunter, he'd be. You could see him hunting shots if he wanted to, needed to.
Sean Jones up to 9. Marquette down 84-63, and we're in the final minute. And will they get a quick shot off? They will. Schwartz just trying
hunting. Schwartz is hunting now, yeah. Suddenly.
Yes, he is. Missed it. He's got 9 points. At the other end, Sean Jones misses the 3. And game and shot clock differ about 3. Creighton can just dribble it out, or almost all of it. I think the final's going to be 84-63. Marquette will drop to 5-8, 0-2 in Big East play. Creighton to 7-5, 2-0 in Big East play. We're down to 15 seconds. They're not going to shoot. They're going to have to give it to Marquette with 3 seconds left for whatever that's worth. And then I think Marquette will just dribble it out. We're down to 6 seconds. And there's the shot clock violation with 3.4. Marquette will inbound it and... Unfortunately, what we saw tonight, we had lived before tonight. Those stretches that just go so poorly, and there's the buzzer. Final, Marquette loses it. Creighton, 84-63. Postgame coming up, Marquette basketball from Learfield.